Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It has been one hell of a year, huh? Hasn't it been? This time of the year, everyone seems to do like reflection because the New Year's happening, the holidays are happening, it's the end of the year. And so you get those end of the year's lists and things like that. So here on the Brett Mega Show, what we're going to do every single day is each person on the show will take a look back and we'll reflect on our favorite moment that we did on the Brett Mega Show. Whether it's a high or a low, we're going to take a look back and go, this was my favorite moment. It could be something that was sentimental, something that was serious, something that was super funny, something that was absolutely ridiculous. And if you saw the video we posted on Friday, sometimes the things we do are absolutely ridiculous and dangerous. Like we decorate Christmas trees in the back of U-Hauls.
True.
Yep.
And then sometimes we pour our heart out to you and they're sometimes sentimental. And so every single day a different person will go. And that's what mine is. Mine is a sentimental one. You know, I'm a softy at heart. And one of my favorite moments on the show was something we're going to start doing every single year is when we collected Valentines for senior citizens. This was my favorite moment on the show for so many different reasons. One, what began my journey of thinking about doing this is we went to thought about putting my mom in one of those homes, those senior citizen living facilities. And I was like, one of my biggest fears is she would just feel alone. We lost her to dementia. And I hated the feeling of those who have given so much to us being alone and not being thought of. Then the younger generation, not really truly understanding what the older generation has done. And so we asked students to make homemade, handmade Valentines. We went to every single school and we had no idea that so many schools were going to do this. We just thought, hey, who wants to do it? We thought maybe a couple of schools. And it turns out it was crazy.
Yeah, like
so
crazy.
19 schools signed up for this. We were at assemblies. We got on the news. We walked around schools. They chanted Y98. They chanted the Brett Mager shows. We're like, wow, this is crazy. It was surreal to us. And then we got to bring those Valentines to those living in those homes. And they were so excited. So this is us reliving that moment. This is us collecting those Valentines and then us bringing it to those senior citizens.
We just got the final number of handmade Valentines that we've collected all over St. Louis. It started off as just a campaign that we had thrown out on the show. Like, hey, any teachers in there want to make some handmade Valentines for those living in nursing homes and assisted in memory care facilities and homes in those communities? And so many teachers had called in, and then the teachers reached out to other teachers and we realized that there's a lot of power in teachers.
Yeah, there is.
Very much so.
Because it stopped being classrooms and started being whole schools. And the final number of handmade Valentines from your kids were, again, Hannah?
6,032.
What was cool is, Kevin had pointed out, it was schools all over. Mm-hmm. Like, all over the St. Louis community. And then AB, as we were walking out, said, every assembly we went to was so different.
Mm-hmm.
We had assemblies where everyone was screaming and yelling and there was twerking and dancing because they were middle schoolers and they were like hard to like wrangle in. We had the cutest assembly ever at St. Joe's where they're all like pre-K to like, I think the oldest was like fifth grade. 19 different schools jumped on board. This spread like crazy. And then yesterday we walked into one of the nursing homes in Maryland Heights. What was it called?
NHC Healthcare.
It was overwhelming the level of joy and happiness that those seniors had. First off, let's paint the picture. They had decorations all over their activity room. Mm-hmm. They have a hair salon at the nursing home, and they said it was booked up like all day in the morning and all day yesterday so everyone can get their hairs and nails done. They were all dressed up in gowns. They had ordered hats, which we asked them where they got the hats from, and what did they tell us?
Amazon. They did a bulk Amazon order.
Amazon, of course, they told us. They got these cute, awesome Valentine's Day hats, and they told us just how much it meant to them.
Was this your favorite Valentine's Day?
Absolutely, my very favorite, and I'm 86 and a half. I'd love to thank you personally for giving me such a wonderful day, and may God always bless you for your kindness.
Their eyes just lit up. Their hearts were open. They couldn't believe that these kids had done this. They loved it.
Oh, it was amazing. It was amazing to watch them just, you know, continue to read and hold on to these Valentines.
Oh, my God. They were holding them against their chest.
They were holding them to their heart. They were, like, almost fighting over who could have the most because they were just, they loved them, and they couldn't believe the creativity and how artistic all these kids were and the sweet messages. They were seriously blown away, and they begged us to tell everybody, all the kids in St. Louis, all the teachers that got this together, thank you, and that you made their entire day. They've never been celebrated like this before. They feel so loved. Thanks to all of you guys.
Thank you, St. Louis, because we had no idea it was going to turn into that, but that was magical. And because of you, so many of those seniors are going to have those cards until it's over and be able to share those stories.
That doesn't even feel like just a segment we did. I literally feel like that was an entire like season of our lives that we spent devoted and planning and driving and delivering and planning out all the things with the Valentines.
And just so you know, there's this big like radio convention for morning shows, and morning shows across the country submitted their favorite bits and their best bits. And so we submitted that, and we won this competition. And I feel like the show didn't win the competition. Like St. Louis won that competition because we just went and collected the Valentines you made, and we gave them to the senior citizens. So you guys won it. And that means you who listen to the show are the best listeners and in the country. That's so cool. Like, it was such a cool moment for the show. And so it was really cool. It was cool to relive.
We had other shows come up after we presented the Valentine's Day and just say, well, we don't even need to present anymore because we know the Brett Megan is going with that one.
It was cool.